Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is the DPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.
The number one pick in the NHL draft, but the man they can't seem to stump. Do something dumb, that's an observation. CLT make him need to run.
That's
I'm every trash, EMT for short. Wonder if we best once you peep the score. Up at the crack of dawn, top stories of the morning. While you're yawning, grab your coffee, rise to shine with 98.7. This is drop time. We provide highlights from your favorite teams. Got Dave and Rick making plenty of picks. It's Rule 76.
Top of the morning.
Yes, top of the morning, wakey, wakey, eggs and bakey.
And welcome aboard.
I'm Rick DiPietro on ESPN, 98.7. That's so bad. My co-host, Dave Rothenberg.
Roar!
Oh, the king of the jungle. Our amazing producers, the little Don.
One stinks.
Wow, if that's how you feel, RJ Santillo. How about our warrior, Raymond Santiago?
Ghostbuster only.
Ghostbuster only. Well said, Raymond. And of course, as always, we have the company with us. Thank you for getting up with us on this NFL draft Thursday morning. We are DNR. I love that sound. The R&R boys.
Ikeem Ukunua.
I wish that Keyshawn would do that pick tonight. Call us what you want, but don't ever call us lazy. You can hear us every weekday morning, 5 a.m. to 8 a.m. right here on 98.7 ESPN New York. Number to call, 1-800-919-3776. Please. I'm begging you, be nice to Dave, otherwise...
Shut up!
Oh, savage. We have an awesome show planned for you today.
All the different crab cake places this summer, eating crab cakes, hopefully.
Mel is fired up. Mets lose, Pete Alonso gets tackled by a man with the same nickname as Dave, Dick Stubby Clap. Cardinals manager Ollie Marmol embarrasses himself. Let's get some of Buck's thoughts in the clubhouse.
I was making an art. Face dead.
Slap his face right dead. Yankees take care of business with a 5-2 win against the Orioles. Giancarlo Stanton with his 350th home run. Rangers lose. Doesn't matter. And yes, today is the day. The NFL draft starts tonight, and you can hear all of it right here starting at 7 on 98.7 ESPN New York. Dave, at some point, I'm sure, is going to force me to do a mock draft. We have a surprise guest with a humongous announcement at 6:35. And as always, on the Thursday at 6:45, we have no observations. Did it happen in Florida? But before we get to all of that, I would like to say good morning to a man that can sing.
Keeping your head above water.
He can dance.
I'm Fred Astaire, baby.
He can act.
They converted my kid's bathtub to a shower.
So talented.
I have a big one.
Yeah, that too. That he needs his very own alias.
Kid Frost.
Kid Frost, our quadruple threat. My best friend and yours, David Rothenberg.
Whoa. Now, I don't know if that was better because of the excitement in the air today or if that was just greatness on its own. And we might never know. But I say good morning to you, Rick. Good morning.
Great morning, David. Great morning.
Yeah. I would imagine this is what Christmas morning feels like, no?
Yeah, going back to when you were a kid, when, you know, Christmas, you were excited, couldn't sleep. Almost like you're ready to sneak down to see if Santa came. Yeah, this is what this feels like.
Right. I mean, there's all these beautiful gifts just waiting for us. The question is, which gifts do we pick?
Which gifts do we pick, and do we like the gifts that we get?
Oh, there's going to be so much analysis. I cannot wait for this. Now, knowing you the way I do, I would say the way you ended the show yesterday ate you up for at least a good 30 to 45 minutes.
It almost affected my ability to coach my baseball game last night.
So you were that upset?
I was that upset.
No excuses, Pleca champion. It's DiPietro, Kid Frost, and...
Rothenberg?
On ESPN, 98.7.
Yes, yes! You just crumbled.
No, you threw me because I screwed up because I should have said Rothenberg and let you do Kid Frost.
Yeah, which is what I was expecting, which is why I was so kind of overwhelmed when I was like, well, I guess I'll just say the name because he's used Kid Frost.
I know. I completely screwed that up. I botched the ending.
You really did.
I really did. Yeah, I mean, that's just blatant is what it is.
So at what point yesterday it took you all through the day of being upset with that close to the show?
All through the day. I came downstairs. My wife says, what's the matter? I was like, did you not listen to Rule 76? She's like, yeah, who cares? I was like, hey, well, who cares? It's an embarrassment is what that is.
See, you take everything so seriously.
I strive for perfection. I want the show to be
great. Therein lies the problem. I got news for you, pal. You're never going to be perfect. You're always going to make mistakes.
Hence why I'm sitting here looking at Rick 5.0 in my mocks.
You're up to 5.0?
I'm up at 5.0, yeah.
I haven't done mine yet.
You mentally have done yours.
Well, I've been working on it for weeks, but I haven't actually put pen to paper and done my mock draft.
We Show are some doing. Respect, would you please?
I have a lot of respect. The anticipation is I will best you in the mock draft tonight. What we're going to do that at what 7:30 this morning?
I think 7:30. Yeah.
You want to have Renan on the show today?
I think we need to have Renan on.
So what do you think for him? 7:15.
7:15 would be nice. Yeah.
Would be nice. I don't know yet why you keep playing that. I mean, we're asking the guy to do us a favor. Get on with us at 7:15, and you play that awkward laughter. It's uncomfortable.
But this is... Oh, my God. That's bad.
Of course. Oh, what a surprise.
That's bad.
I say, I don't know why you play it, and what do? They play it again.
And I mean, that's what we do here, right?
I guess.
Did I need to have me screwing up yesterday in the open? No, but I did. On
yeah,
ESPN,
well,
98.7.
I think you knew you had to, because if you didn't, we would have drawn immediate attention to it.
Yeah, I think I realized that, but I think I also realized, like, I mean, some self-deprecation once in a while is nice.
Especially if you're the guy that goes after everybody all the time. So, Renan 7:15, and then we have a special guest, someone everyone knows and really loves, but the news of the day that this person brings with them is big news.
Big news! Jazz hands!
It is, right? That's Jazz Hands kind of big news.
Yeah, I think it's big news. I think it's exciting. I'll tell you what. Having already dabbled with it, this is it's going to make your life a whole hell of a lot easier.
I mean, immensely easier. And I don't want to say too much, but it is wonderful. Absolutely wonderful.
Yep.
I think everyone that listens to this show and enjoys listening to the show, we'll get a little excitement at 6.
Let's get a little look at the traffic.
You like that one, huh?
Oh, no, it's just the best part of doing the open.
And my tongue was going so crazy, I couldn't stop it.
Let's get a little look at the traffic.
Seriously, I'm not even joking. Like, I got a bunch of anxiety when I'm getting ready to do the open. What am I going to put in here? But then, like, when I get online and I start talking to Santi, and I'm like, so what do we got for some drops? Give me some. And he starts playing some of the drops like that, or like you roaring. I just, it instantly puts me in a good mood.
Roar!
You know, as you're playing that open, I'm like, boy, we've had a lot of funny moments on this show, huh?
Oh, man. Yeah, that's why I look forward to doing it every day.
It's fun.
Every day I laugh.
Especially a day like today, where we have the NFL draft. So the Jets go 4, the Giants go 5, the Giants go 7, the Jets go 10. Will there be trades? Now, how are we doing our mock draft? Are we going to incorporate trades, or you just make your pick at that selection?
I think we just go picks.
Yeah, I agree.
I think we just go picks. But I think, I mean, it's the more of these that I did, the more interested that I am in whether or not a couple of these teams are in the top 10. Or if it's possible. Like, I'm sure there's a couple, like... With what Houston needs, the amount of of holes that Houston has, like that would be a team like in a normal year where I mean there were some quarterbacks that people really wanted. Like I'm sure Houston would want to move back.
I think that's what everyone would ideally like, or most teams would like to move back. But I don't know that you're going to be able to.
Well, see, that's the thing. Like, who's coming all the way up to 3? If it's not for what I mean, like that would be tough. Maybe Carolina.
I mean, how much are you going to mortgage to move up to 3, though? To take who? Sauce Gardner? Evan Neal?
That's what I mean, though. I said maybe not the 3. Like, Carolina, I mean, they could, depending on what they do, I mean, if they like one of these quarterbacks or not. I mean, some of these mocks, like Matt Miller's mock has the Jets coming up from 10 to 6.
I guess the question is, what's so strange to me is Thibodeau is in play at 4? Right? The Jets could get him. He could go to 9, 10, 11. Yeah. Like, there's a huge swing with some of these guys.
No, I know.
Do you realize, and I mean this sincerely, we could, and I don't think we will, but you could go 0 for 10 with your 10 picks today.
No, I'm not going to go 0 for 10.
No, I don't think you will either. And
I
I'm not saying you. I'm just saying people could.
Yes.
Like, because you could easily get the first pick wrong.
That's the problem.
And once you get the first pick wrong, it's a tremendous trickle-down effect.
And then all hell breaks loose is what happens.
Like a Royal Rumble would happen.
Yeah. You know what I think is interesting, too, though, with what could potentially happen, depending on how the draft falls, is once we start talking about the Giants at 7 and the Jets at 10, I honestly have some concern that you may take the player at 7 that the Jets would like to take at 10.
The player at 7 you'd like the Jets to take at 10? Betson Stennett.
It's not Dane Fletcher either. But it's the same, because
is
I would imagine.
Thibodeau?
What's that?
Is Thibodeau?
No. See, I don't know. I don't know how highly the Jets are on Thibodeau.
Yeah, I spoke to someone this week that said the Giants are not in love with him either.
No, I think both teams, as far as edge is concerned, because I feel like, I mean, Walker and Hutchinson are probably going to be gone.
Johnson, is that the guy?
That's the guy.
Yeah, you worry about losing him, huh?
Yep.
But if the Jets don't go wide receiver at 4, don't they have to go wide receiver at 10?
They're not. No.
Oh, okay.
Here's how I would explain it. I think there's three different factions right now as to what they're going to do. That in each want different things. So someone's going to be disappointed. Because I think, I mean, as far as the head coach is concerned, I think it's, I mean, with how bad his defense was, and when you look at what they'll be facing this season, and you keep saying, I think everyone feels the same way, like, you know, Zach Wilson has to take that next step, and, you know, the Jets need to be, at the very least, more competitive. You can't win 4 games again. I don't care how hard your schedule is, you can't win 4 games again. Like, you have to make a jump, and I think part of that's going to be your defense has to be better. I mean, Robert Saleh has this job because he's his side of the defensive mind.
But right now, I would ask you the question of how. Like you look at it now. Now, they're going to improve it via the draft, and they're going to have to tremendously.
Okay, but that's what I mean, though. Like he's going to be banging the table. I need help on defense. Like the move we've made.
It's hard to envision they're going to go defense 4-10, isn't it?
No, I could see them doing that.
You'd think so, huh?
Yeah.
All right.
But here's the thing, though, is – I think in a of course you want the best, you know, you have your board set up and you want the best player available, right? Like that's like your highest graded player. And in best case scenario, your highest graded player also fits one of your needs, right? Like that's the perfect storm. And the reason I brought up Jermaine Johnson is that I think at 10, if he was there at 10, I think the Jets would take him at 10. My concern is I think the Giants also like him at 7.
I think they do like him at 7.
Okay, so if the Giants get their offensive lineman at 5, and now Johnson's sitting there at 7, now...
Or do they trade back? See, that's what you have to root for. You have to root for the Giants trading back.
Or I trade up to 6.
Yeah, you have a lot of draft capital. Or you trade... Now here's a question for you also. Would the Jets and Giants ever make a deal?
Well, not if it's for this. I can't imagine if it's for the same player, though. Could you?
Well, two things. I can't imagine, probably not if it's for the same player, and I cannot imagine the Jets would part with their number one pick for next season.
No.
So that's what the Giants want, right? That's the big piece that they want.
Well, yeah, that's what they would
want.
Like, because we'll see what happens with Daniel Jones. You want the flexibility next season if you have to, you know, you have to go get a quarterback.
Why is there all this discussion? Am I missing something?
About Daniel Jones' fifth year
option?
People,
like, breaking it down, like full segments posted on Twitter. Will they or won't they? We spent no time on it. I don't even think it's a debate. The Giants using the fifth year option on Daniel Jones?
I think the only way that would happen is if that's an ownership request.
And if that happens, that's a disaster.
Yeah, I mean, you got a new coaching. At least this, you got a new, you know, a new coaching staff, and you have a new GM that didn't select Daniel Jones. Like, he hasn't. Like, how do you pick up his fifth year option if it's just independent?
You can't.
That's what I'm saying. Like, if it's independently your own decision, how can Joe Shane pick up the fifth year option?
I don't know what the rationale behind that would be. Why would he do that? It would make zero sense. So he wouldn't. And listen, if he happens to be great, good. Then you pay him. You can have a fortune of money under the cap for next season.
See, that's one of those, you know, you always hear that cliche. It's a good problem to have. That would be an actual good problem.
It would be a great problem. Even if you have to pay him another $5, $8, $10, $12 million a year than you would if you picked up the 5th-year option, doesn't matter. You now have your quarterback. Now you're winning the battle.
Yeah, you would be ecstatic if that happened.
Oh, would I be? You have no idea, because now all of a sudden you focus on other stuff.
Exactly right. I mean, that's the best place to be, is when you have your quarterback set and all of a sudden.
And then how far are you from being a playoff team? If he shows that he's worthy of being a Giant after this season, you got to figure you're if not a playoff team now, right there on the verge of being a playoff team next season.
Well, yeah, I mean, now all of a sudden you have what? The second best quarterback in the division, probably.
Well, he's better than Washington. If you keep him, he's going to be better than Washington's quarterback. And I don't think anybody loves Philly's quarterback.
Well, see that, yeah, but that's the point. If you're going to give him, like, if he plays, you know, well enough, where you're considering giving him a long term deal for, well, you know, what, $30 million a year? I mean, that's around the going rate.
Sure,
and more than that actually. But for what Daniel Jones would be asking for, then yeah, he better be at least the second best quarterback in the division.
Yeah, listen, I wouldn't be surprised if he had a good season. I wouldn't be shocked if he was the Giants quarterback next year. But to make that decision now, I think would be shocking and jarring and upsetting.
Yeah, see, I don't know. Why would you have to at this point? I don't think you have to.
You wouldn't. There'd be no reason to. But I heard a lot, and I saw like segments from shows posting it, like, will they keep him? What will they do? 50-year options. Like, what did we miss? No.
Yeah, that's Hackfest is what that is.
Yeah, I agree.
That's like asking, like, which New York team is closer, you know, closest to a championship.
All right, so what you're doing now is you're taking shots at me. You're taking shots at RJ. You're taking shots at KJM. I mean, you've just, with one broad brush, taken a swipe at everyone here.
Yeah, not even a brush. I'm going roller is what I'm doing.
You know what? I can't wait. I'm off June 27th that week, and when it becomes the Rick DiPietro show, oh, I can't wait.
On ESPN, 98.7.
Yeah, I can't wait to see what kind of radio you put on that week.
Oh, look at what is happening.
Because we know what you need. You need the human crutch, right?
I need a human crutch. I need someone to drive the show. That's better than just a random topic because I have nothing to talk
about. Wasn't that random? It was a good topic. All right. Many people said the show was smoother last week without you. I didn't want to say this, but I will now. Many people said the show was smoother and better last week without you than when you're on the show. I don't feel that way, but that was a lot of people's thoughts.
If by smoother you meant more boring, then yeah, I would agree with that.
Okay.
Like it was easier for people to go back to sleep, then yes.
Okay. All right. You and your human crutch. The week of June 27th, I think the week of July 25th, a week and a half in August. We'll see how it works out for you, pal. We'll see if you're not on hands and knees. When's Dave coming back? Dave, can you please come back? I need you. I can't do the show without you.
I may go on vacation. How about that?
Yeah, great. And we'll leave it in whose hands? No one's.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
And welcome aboard.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want. Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts. This is DiPietro and Rothenberg.
I didn't want to say this, but I will now. Many people said the show was smoother and better last week without you than when you're on the show.
If by smoother you meant more boring, then yeah, I would agree with that. Easier for people to go back to sleep, then yes.
Okay. You and your human crutch. When's Dave coming back? Dave, can you please come back? I need you. I can't do the show without you. And when it becomes the Rick DiPietro show, oh, I can't wait.
On ESPN, 98.7.
This is DiPietro and Rothenberg.
I am hot.
On 98.7 ESPN.
It is the big 6 o'clock hour. DPHR Rothenberg with you, 98.7 ESPN. Time for a little Straight Talk brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. RJ, I turn to you for a moment, then we'll get into the Jets and Deebo Samuel. Did you look at last week's show one time and think to yourself, boy, this is dragging and this is just boring radio?
No, I didn't think that.
Mm-hmm. So when he says that, did you take exception to that?
Yeah, I didn't think you dragged. I thought you were excellent.
Mm-hmm. Thought I was excellent.
So this is what we're doing now, RJ? And just because we're afraid we'll lose him for the rest of the show?
He doesn't play me like that.
No, he does.
No, he doesn't.
And you force people to because we know what's going to happen. I mean,
RJ,
it took 9 minutes.
Tell the truth. If you think I sucked, let me know. I have such energy today. Today's the day because I'm excited no matter what. It's draft day. If you think I suck, tell the world right now.
No, I don't think that.
He thinks I was great. You can't handle it.
He doesn't think you were
great. He thinks I was great, and you can't handle it. It pains you. If we had more time right now, I would just go crazy on you, but we don't.
Here's what I can't handle, and this is what did. And I'm going to be honest here. I'm going to pull back the curtain. I'm going to expose my heart a little bit. Here's what bothers me about the situation, is that I, and this is the God's honest truth, can't imagine doing a radio show with anyone but you ever again.
But you have.
No, but I can't imagine. No, for a couple shows here and there, I'm saying just in general.
You came up through the ranks with Alan Hahn. Then you had Candy.
Oh, my
God.
I'm saying now.
Moving forward?
Moving forward. I can't imagine doing a show with anyone but you, and I know you don't feel the same.
Oh, that's not true.
I think you like being by yourself.
No, see, that's not true. Firstly, I have a Saturday to expand my wings and do whatever it is that I want to do. And there's no way you feel jealous on Saturday. That's my own show, and you don't want to be working that 6 day.
I enjoy listening to Ty sabotage it.
Whatever. I truly don't care even a little bit. So is it nice every once in a while to have some room? Sure. But overall, do I enjoy the show more with you than I do on my own? Absolutely. Absolutely.
So is that what you need from me? You need some more room? I'll give you all the room you need.
No, I don't need more room. I'm just saying, and I didn't like that you were sick either. I felt awful about that. But was it in some ways nice to have, hey, take a minute and kind of roam? Yeah, it was nice. But at the end, once I was roaming, I was looking up at the big blue sky thinking to myself, no, I want to go back and I want to be with you. That's all I wanted.
Yeah, see, I don't know if I like that, though. This is like, it's like we needed, for some reason, like a trial separation. You needed to go, you know, sow your oats somewhere else and then come back to me?
No. You're very sensitive.
But what happens if while I'm gone, all of a sudden you come back and now you're stubby clap and now we have all sorts of issues?
Yeah, don't worry. I'm not going to be stubby clap. I promise you. All right, let's get to your Jets. So, I sent you guys a text yesterday, the group text, and I'm not one of these... I just start the group text and I have some stupid thing, right? I think I'm pretty good about it.
That feels like you're talking about somebody.
Listen, you take it however you'd like.
I wonder who you're talking about.
Was that a shot at John Winthrop? Is that what that was?
No. The fact that you guys think that is really troublesome. No. All I'm saying is I'm not that guy that thinks that it's necessary to just randomly throw out group text chats. And if there's something worthwhile, then I throw it out. And Jeremy Fowler had this report that he thinks your Jets, if traded, would be the front runner to land Deebo Samuel.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to happen.
Do you want it to happen?
Do I want it to happen?
Do you want Deebo?
Like I told you before when you first asked me this question, and I'll tell you again. So I'm going to give up the 10th overall pick and maybe a little bit more, right? 10th and call it what, a third? To get Deebo Samuel, and then I'm going to have to pay him $25 million bucks a year?
Yeah, 25, something in that range.
Okay, I'm going to need to know, because as far as I've heard, and RJ, you're the Niners fan, you correct me if I'm wrong, with how important he is to their offense, like he doesn't even want to engage them right now. He hasn't gone to them and said, okay, let's talk about a contract, let's talk about money. So it's not about money, apparently. Am I wrong?
No, you're correct. You're correct. That's the most troubling part about it.
Okay, are you worried, RJ? You're the Niners fan. Are you worried that he's not going to play for the Niners anymore?
I'm not worried. I don't think they'll trade him today. I am a little worried about what could happen between now and July. I think if he's still on the team in July, he'll play for them and he'll get paid. I'm a little concerned about what happens, not so much tonight, but after tonight and and from now until training camp.
So until you make it through this draft weekend, you're going to be a little bit on edge with your star wide receiver?
Yeah, I think they get through the draft. But what'll be interesting is, not just him, all the guys that hold out now, it's like a hold in because they go to camp or they go to OTAs and things like that. Anything mandatory because nobody wants to be fined because part of the new CBA, the teams can't just wipe away those fines anymore. So he'll be there, but it'll just be a disaster from a chemistry building standpoint.
Here's what Jeremy Fowler said that I sent to the guys. League sources believe the Jets are the front runners to trade for Deebo Samuel.
Don tried to hold in once in Calgary. Unsuccessful.
Very unsuccessful. You're never going to beat Mother Nature, I'll tell you that.
Mother Nature and Father Time, undefeated.
Yeah, undefeated. So the Jets have made it perfectly clear. They want a stud wide receiver, and yep. They want a proven stud wide receiver.
Correct. Again, I go back to it. I understood the Tyreek Hill thing. It sounded like when Joe Douglas was on with Kay, he was disappointed. He thought they had a real chance. I don't think that was really ever the case if Miami was going to be involved. But now we're at this point. Deebo Samuel, 26 years old. We saw how dynamic he can be. I would need to know, A, can we use him? Like is Mike LaFleur, I know they showed you the blueprint, but is Mike LaFleur going to be capable of using Deebo Samuel as effectively as Kyle Shanahan was? Because I know there's people that they get, okay, this is the system that Kyle Shanahan runs, but there's only one Kyle Shanahan, right?
Sure.
So, I mean, can he do it? And is Deebo Samuel going to be willing to do it? Or is this one of those?
Therein lie the questions. Because I'll tell you what, if he's not willing
why would you
to
leave?
Be that,
but
that
Dave, why would
Swiss
you
Army
leave?
Knife?
Okay, but why would you leave? Like, if money's not the issue.
I don't understand. If you're going to get paid, and I'm not trying to be mean to you or the Jets fans or anybody, why you would leave a team that just went to the NFC Championship game and had the lead in the fourth quarter for the Jets is beyond me if you're going to get paid by San Francisco.
Yeah, and that's exactly the point. Like, I mean, they know how to use you. You're having a ton of success. You just got paid. I mean, your team is right there, depending on how good Trey Lance is. Like, if you wanted to tell me, hey, like, if Deebo Samuel was just like, listen, I would like to go to a team that has a more established veteran quarterback. Like, I could get that. Like, I don't know what, I mean, Trey Lance could be good. We don't know yet.
Yeah, that
so
would
I could
make
get
sense.
That, but that's not the Jets.
No, the Jets are just the opposite of that. It's as unproven as you have within your own franchise right now.
And way further away from winning.
Way further. I mean, realistically, even the most optimistic Jets fan in the world, do they have any chance to go to the postseason this year?
No.
No.
Absolutely
and you think
not.
There's a pretty good chance the Niners go to the postseason, right?
Yes.
Okay. So right there. I mean, you're talking about a team that's going to be competitive and a team that might not be. Like, what's the Jets over under? 5.5 wins?
It's not a lot, yeah.
So you're going to go to a team that's going to go 6-11? I mean, you're great, and I think you'll continue to be great, and you'll be great in any system, especially if you're willing to be that Swiss Army knife of running back, receiver, everything. But you're not going to be playing meaningful games in September. I mean, in December, that's for sure.
No. No, and I think the reason why people are connecting the dots is because of what happened with Tyreek Hill, and now, I mean, you look at what the Jets have. I mean, obviously, we're not talking about the fourth pick, but here, I mean, the 10th pick, right? Now, all of a sudden, you have the 10th overall pick if you're San Francisco. I mean, there's going to be, you know, a couple really good wide receivers, and I'm sure Kyle Shanahan has in his mind, he's so good at what he does that, you know, he can find someone and, you know, scheme it up to get the best out of that player. But I don't know, man. I have concerns about why Deebo Samuel, if it's not about the money, would want to leave San Francisco.
I think that's a fair concern. Here is Jeremy Fowler, who was on KJM yesterday, was asked the question, would the Jets give up 10 for Deebo?
They don't want to give up the 10th pick. It's more about what it would take. It's going to be a baseline of a first-round pick, it sounds like, for San Francisco to even consider it. Because of the situation, you got a guy who's 3 years into his deal, 3 years into the league. You know, I talked to somebody with the 49ers last night. I said, look, we couldn't break the huddle last year with Deebo Samuel. Like, he really held us together. That's a guy they have a high value on. And so Tyreek wanted out. And he's 28 years old. You know, like the Jets were offering a package. It didn't have a first round pick, but it had a lot to it. It had multiple twos. Like the value was such that the Chiefs actually wanted to do that deal with the Jets above the Dolphins.
Like the Niners, listen, the Niners don't pick until 61st, until 61.
That's their first pick of the draft.
That's their first pick.
The Trey Lance, right?
They have one, two, two threes in day two.
That's the entire draft?
Well, no, they got day three picks too.
Okay, so they.
But I'm just talking about day. I mean,
so they don't go. They don't go at all tonight.
Nope.
They have 1, 2, and two threes.
Two threes, and they have 1, 4, 1, 5, three sixes, and a seventh.
Right, but they're not involved tonight. Listen, nope. For the life of me, I don't know. I would think like you draft him. You hit a home run. You groom him. He's playing phenomenal football. He's a difference maker. You could make the argument that's part of the reason you wound up going to the NFC Championship game, and a large part.
Hold on. Yeah, but time out. And oh, by the way, it looks like, you know, once you move off Jimmy Garoppolo, oh, yeah, by the way, we have the luxury of having a quarterback on a rookie deal. So if you're going to spend the money, you're talking about the best offensive weapon on your team, now would be the time to spend it, right?
Correct. And I don't think you look at Deebo Samuel and say to yourself, boy, this is a guy that's going to be Jerry Rice and playing here till he's 39 years old, right? I mean, one big deal might be that's it, the way he plays football.
And I think that's part of his mindset, though, is that, you know, how much, if I continue to play the way or be used the way that I'm being used, how long do I have?
Probably not long. This might be the only deal he gets.
So I can understand as a former player to try to get, you know, you obviously want to get the most out of your career, and you feel like, you know, if you're being used this way, that it's going to, you know, affect your ability to do that. I get it.
And I think it does. Think about it. Running backs don't last long.
No. No, I mean, you're touching the ball. I mean, you're getting hit as much as Deebo Samuel gets hit. I mean, he's not, and let's face it, I mean, he gets the ball in his hand. It's not like he's the most, I mean, he's a big, strong, physical guy.
Oh, he wants to run through you is what he wants.
Yeah, like he takes a beating.
And every single play he runs like he's Earl Campbell, right? There are no days off, no downs off. Here's Rich Cimini on the K Show yesterday saying Jets are interested, but he's not overly optimistic it gets done.
The clock is ticking. You know, this is not an easy trade to do because you'd certainly want to sign him to a long-term contract before making that trade. You know, you would think they'd want to do this before the draft. So it's every minute that goes by, there's less chance of it happening. But I do think the Jets, in fact, I know the Jets are still interested.
So they would like him. But
you know what's amazing, though? Let me say something here that I think is amazing. Mm-hmm. Because we're at a point here with the player empowerment and everything else. It's not even like, okay, I want to be traded, and then I'm kind of at the mercy of where the team wants to trade me. It's almost like players are unhappy, you know, will scrub my social media, I want to get traded, and then they end up exactly where they want to go.
Works out like that more times than not, doesn't it?
Well, it's amazing. Like Devontae Adams, I want out. Okay, yeah, we'll send you to... Yeah, here's
where's the perfect place that you'd like to go with your best buddy? Raiders? There you go.
Done. Tyreek Hill, you want... Oh, the deal's better from the Jets? No, we won't take that. You go to Miami. Be happy.
We care about you. That's what we want. We ultimately want you to be happy.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Thanks for listening to the DPetro and Rothenberg podcast.
I'll give it to you whenever you want it.
Looking for more access to the show? Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN. This is DPetro and Rothenberg.
Do you think I'm not performing well today?
I don't think you're at your best.
I don't understand. What is it you animals are looking for?
I'm just telling you how I feel. I mean, I can't explain it. I think there's a better version of you. You're using me as a human crutch is what you're doing.
First of all, that's my term.
I'm carrying you right now.
Please.
I'm single-handedly carrying you on my back right now.
Please.
I'm like your radio rickshaw is what I am.
This is DPetro and Rothenberg.
On 99.88 ESPN FFM.
On ESPN, 98.7.
On 98.7 ESPN. You're
sampling the best. Thank you, Raymond. You're finally playing my song. DPetro Rothenberg with you, 98.7 ESPN or 99.87 FM 98. DPetro Rothenberg, the show you've fallen in love with, and we have just given it to you, an easier way to consume the show. If you're in your car, you're at work, there's a new, gorgeous, weep-worthy app. Go to the App Store. We did it with you live on the air. Go to the App Store, type in ESPN New York. Spell out New York, download the app. You will be listening to us in nanoseconds. It is gorgeous. Now, the one complaint I had from people is when I get the app, it just starts playing it and there's nothing I can do. And I thought, boy, you know what? I had that same issue. No. Let me tell you how to counteract that. Right? So if you don't want it to just immediately start playing, you want to hit listen live. If you hit listen live, there's a little button you can press that says don't play immediately when I open the app. Wait until I hit listen live. So we have figured everything out in this gorgeous piece of apparatus here, Rick.
Yeah, they have done, I mean, they have done everything that you would want to have. I mean, I know nothing's perfect, but this is as close to, I mean, as far as apps are concerned, as close as you could get.
As close as you could get. Kirk McNair, I love the new app. Straight fire. I mean, no one agrees on anything, but everyone agrees.
Not like this.
No, you know what else people agree with? That Jordan Renan is as good as it gets. Now, Jordan, we welcome you, and he covers the Giants and does so seamlessly for us on ESPN. You're all over the place. You're on ESPN.com. You're on TV. Maybe you'll be on the new app. Jordan, I want to make sure you have the new app, or in the next 20 minutes, you will have the new app.
Yeah, look, I'm excited for the new app. I have an exclusive Breaking Big Blue dropping on the new app today just for draft day. Talk to Diana Rossini, who is
she loves me.
Giants today. So yeah,
she's a big fan of mine. Ask her about lurking around
everybody.
Yeah, I don't think she cares to me, actually.
Would you like to be a guest on the podcast at any point?
Oh, that's really nice of you to ask me. I'm going to pass.
Yeah, how about that? So she goes on your podcast and she won't go on my podcast. I see the hierarchy here. All right, that's fine. I'll play your game. All right, Jordan, let's get to it. Lot to do. Giants have two picks in the top seven, ton of draft equity and capital. Give me some names. Give us, I don't know, three or four names that you're hearing for the Giants at 5 and 7 right now.
The three names that I would take most seriously, and I know that they have fans in the building, are definitely Sauce Gardner is a player they're extremely high on that they really like. We're talking about a guy who led up zero touchdowns in college. I think he could be a lockdown corner. And then the offensive tackles. You got Evan Neal, who the Giants think very highly of, the Alabama tackle. I mean, the dude is like 350. He looks – you ever see that picture of him, Rick?
Yes.
He's 350. He looks like he's like 250. It's unbelievable.
Why do you turn to Rick? Why is it like, Rick, have you seen that picture? Like,
that's
I don't
right
have
up,
eyes?
That's right up.
I see. All right, that's fine. That's fine. Go ahead.
Well, because he's talking about a guy that's 350 that looks like he's like 270, carries it so well, and you're a guy that's like 210 that looks like it's a little saggy.
Yeah, that's great. That's great. All right. You know what? How would you like Jordan to host with you when it's time?
Well,
when I'm
I
off?
Mean, Rick post playing career, I mean, he got up near 350, so I thought maybe that's why.
Oh yeah! Look at that.
All right. Well played,
you know
Jordan.
I mean?
Well played.
That's
look at that. And that's different from when he looked like he was an emaciated victim of not eating.
Well, I see how it is. That's fine. You guys can team up.
Extreme guy.
Yeah, he really is. All right, Jordan, continue. I'm sorry.
Should we get to the third guy? I think I might have just snorted there, by the way.
Surprise. Let me put my surprise face on. You snorted.
Oh, dear. Do we have an awkward laugh we could possibly play at this very moment?
I know. I'm setting myself up like no other right there. The third guy, I mean, for sure, is Charles Cross. I mean, I know people say, oh, is 5 too high for him, is it? I mean, he has multiple people in the building who think he is the best tackle in this draft. And so the idea that the Giants wouldn't go there at 5 or 7 and too high, I don't think that's accurate. So I think those three guys in particular are guys – it depends how the board plays out, right? I mean, that's a big part of this year. So those are the three guys that I'm kind of zeroed in on, focused on. And there's one other name that I found intriguing that I've heard from people around the league the last couple days. And I don't know.
Let me guess.
Go ahead.
Jermaine Johnson.
No. This one is kind of off the board. This one is kind of wow.
For the Giants to go at 7?
Or maybe it's a potential because they're trying to trade 7.
Right.
So maybe it's a potential trade back a little bit. But
how about Devin Lloyd?
No. How about offense? Skill position.
Jameson Williams.
I did hear they tried to get a last minute, or at the end of the visit period. They did try to schedule a visit with him, but that didn't happen. But it's, how about Garrett Wilson?
Ooh.
The Ohio State receiver.
He's a stud. Garrett Wilson's a stud.
Interesting.
So it is a name that I've heard. Now, I don't know if that's in a trade-back scenario potentially or what, because they're definitely trying to trade pick seven. That's like an, that's a pretty well-known thing at this point. But I thought it was interesting that I had two people from other teams mention it to me in the last couple, in the last day or two. So just something I want to maybe just keep in, you might want to keep an eye on. I don't know how serious it is. The first three guys, if the board plays out and stays, I think are the most serious to land with the Giants.
All right, Jordan, let me ask you a question now. So you mentioned two of the tackles, Neal and Cross. So say Giants sitting there at five and both are available.
I go back and forth. I've been sticking with Neal. I just think they have a, that he's the guy that I think would have the higher grade on. But, man, they put a lot of resources into Charles Cross and sent a lot of people there, and it's hard to completely ignore. But I just think Neal would be the guy that has the higher grade. I'm gonna stick with that, even though I really don't feel great about it, to be honest with you.
All right, so let me ask you this, because we heard Thibodeau's name thrown out there a bunch of times, and all of a sudden it seems like it's lost a little bit of that luster. Is that a fair assessment?
I just don't think he's going to be the guy at five. I think maybe depending on how the board plays up, let's say Sauce Gardner's gone, the Giants take a tackle at five and they can't trade seven. I think that's when he would come into the conversation along with Jermaine Johnson. But, man, I think there's a little misconception between what the public thinks of Kayvon Thibodeau and what teams do, because what when I talk to people with teams, it's not all, the whole brand thing or playing in New York. From what I hear, it's more him as a player. Not that he's not a good player, but I don't think he's the special player that sort of the public is portraying him as. Like when you talk to people around the league, they say, "Oh yeah, I thought I heard the comp of Jadeveon Clowney, and then I went and looked at him, and he's not that big." Right, he doesn't even have that, so he doesn't really have that power part of his game to it. He has that first step, and that part of it is special, but he doesn't have the moves, the counter moves, So I don't think teams view him as this great player. I think they view him as a good, not great player, and that's why you're seeing the likelihood that he's probably going to go a little bit lower than what I think everybody thought when this process started.
I mean, originally he was up at the top. I mean, I think Mel had him as
one
at some point. Jordan.
Yeah, but then went back and watched the tape. They went back and watched the tape, and they weren't blown away. I mean, I think that's more than the he's worried about his brand thing. Because, Rick, this. If we eliminate everybody who plays and is motivated by their brand and personal things, we wouldn't have teams. We wouldn't have teams to field here.
Yeah, you couldn't fill the. You wouldn't. I mean, you wouldn't have enough. Guys available in the first round, if that was the case.
absolutely.
The great Jordan Renan joins us here on the show. Jordan, the people that you talk to, because, I mean, you are dialed in. If there's anyone dialed in, it's you. Do we see a quarterback go in the top 10, you think, or no?
I'm going to say no. I mean, I just can't talk. Everyone I talk to just doesn't really love the quarterbacks in this draft. I just don't see it happening. People think Carolina, if one of the tackles is there, is going to take the tackle. And so if Carolina takes one of the tackles, whichever three potentially is left there at six, like, who's going quarterback? It doesn't sound like it's Atlanta. Atlanta's the only one I could potentially really, see. And that would be a surprise because you haven't really heard that either. But I don't see Seattle doing it.
No.
At this point, why would Pittsburgh make that kind of huge move up?
You might not even need to move up to get that quarterback.
That's what I mean. Yeah. So why would Pittsburgh pay a huge price to jump up? We're talking, they're 20. So 13, 14, 15 spots when who's taking these guys?
Yeah, may not be takers for these quarterbacks in maybe middle, late first round. All right, last one, and then we got to run. You download the app, and then you can listen to your Breaking Big Blue podcast right there on the front page. Jordan, yes or no?
Oh,
I don't need you to even expound much on it at all. Do the Giants trade out of seven and trade back?
No, it's just there's not a lot of demand to move up in this year's draft. Pick seven might be the same as pick 15 in a lot of teams' eyes.
That's an awful question, by the way.
You know what? Shut up.
That's an awful question. You brought up earlier in the show how all these other
awful questions.
Thank you.
Well, because he doesn't know.
He's not a man who's trained. He doesn't have a degree in this. He went to BU for a year. He doesn't know. He barely can function.
I did more in 1 year at BU than you did at the seven at your technical institute.
1 year.
One year.
He's not educated. He's not an interviewer. He doesn't even know who Mike Wallace is. I say Mike Wallace to this guy. He thinks the receiver. He doesn't think of journalism. Dan Rather doesn't even know.
I'll have you know, Mike Wallace. Mike Wallace, only white man, make me moist. Hercules. Don't tell me who I don't know Mike Wallace is.
Jordan, you know what? You're the guy. Was that a bad question?
Awful.
I don't think so, no. I mean,
no.
That's a big deal. They're trying relentlessly to make a trade. So the question is, are they going to be able to do it and get a 2023 first rounder, which I think is no. Can they potentially move back a couple spots and get some other capital? I think the answer is yes. But do they really want to just move back a couple spots to get capital? You know, something Diana Rossini said, and it sticks out to me, is that Joe Shane, when she talked to him, said he wasn't going to try and get too cute in this draft. This is his first draft. He needs to get good players. So if that's the case, you can't get a 2023 first rounder, just take the guy you like and move on.
All right, Jordan, go. I can't.
No,
I can't
no.
Clock is dead.
The last thing I'm going to let you do is ruin. I mean, just
clock
ruin, maul the clock. So,
you
Jordan, we love you. No, you're going to say I asked a bad question? I'm going to step on your face right now. All right, Jordan, we love you.
Jordan,
thank you.
He thinks shots at me all the time. Go ahead.
Jordan.
He thinks shots at me all the time. And me not defend you, Dave? Come on.
Exactly. Thank you.
I've taken some classes on the side here with broadcasting stuff.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. No, you're not asking another question.
Just a quick one. Yes.
No. No, Jordan, we got to go. All right, because you know who gets yelled at if we break at 7:23? Me. Jordan, we love you. We'll talk to you. Enjoy the draft tonight.
I'll text you, Dave. Goodbye.
All right. Thank you. Goodbye.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
And welcome aboard.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want. Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you ready for Rick and Dave's mock draft, the first one ever that you and I are going mano a mano in? Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. RJ, are you running point? Are you taking notes? How are we doing this?
I am running point. I am taking notes. There will be graphics on social media. It's all happening.
No.
The only question I have for you two.
Yeah.
Who do we start with?
You know what I'll do? Because I'm a gentleman. Rick, who would you like to start here?
It doesn't matter to me. I'm locked in. You can go first if you want.
Okay. Dave, it is, and we'll kind of go snake draft style. So, Dave, you'll go first. Rick, then we'll boomerang with you.
All right, so I go one, and then he goes one also.
Yep, so right, you have the Jaguars. You start us off.
All right, with the first overall selection in this year's draft, the Jacksonville Jaguars go with a guy who has just risen up the ranks lately, did not have the production that we have seen from many first-round picks overall in the draft. But I say the Jaguars take the odds-on favorite, amazingly enough, right now at this moment, and take from Georgia, Trayvon Walker.
Yeah, this was a tough one for me because this could swing everything. Initially, in Rick 1.0, I stuck with Hutchinson. But in Rick 4.0, which is the one I'm sticking to, I'm going to agree with Dave. Potential is a dangerous thing. Sometimes potential means you haven't done it yet. So I will stick with Dave, and I'm going to go with Trayvon Walker as my first pick.
Okay,
all right.
So Walker for both. And we'll go
Walker
Rick here
both.
Is where we'll start. Number two overall, the Lions. Rick.
I love the storyline, too. I'm going to go Detroit Lions select out of Michigan. I am going with one, Aiden Hutchinson.
It feels so easy, doesn't it, that Hutchinson just gets snapped up at two by the Lions? But how about a little kid from Liberty?
No.
Known as... No, I'm not doing that. Of course, Aiden Hutchinson out of Michigan to the Lions.
I like what you did there.
Thank you.
All right, good showmanship. But Walker Hutchinson, mirroring each other thus far. Dave, pick three, round one, the Texans.
This is where I blow the entire draft to smithereens. I'm not kidding now. There's no pretend. This is legit. With the third overall selection, my understanding is that Lovie Smith loves this guy. Cornerback, not sauce.
Derek Stingley.
Texans take, in my mock draft, from LSU, Derek Stingley Jr. Lock it in.
All right, here's the funny thing.
Don't even tell me you have that.
I don't.
Good.
I can understand why you did it. My question to you would be this. Does it matter how much Lovie Smith likes Derek Stingley?
No, I imagine this is a Caserio issue more so than Lovie Smith. But knowing that Lovie loves him.
Who cares? And knowing how long is Lovie going to be there?
Long he's going to be there. Listen, I don't need you to critique and mock my selections. I think Caserio likes him as well. I don't know what happens at three. But I do know that Stingley is rising up the boards. I think the Texans are a franchise that never goes with the norm. I will go with Stingley with the Texans.
Well, maybe they should. Maybe they should. They kind of like Davis Webb, don't they? And even if they don't, they're going to need a quarterback at some time. And what better way to get the best out of your quarterback than drafting a tackle? I'm going to go with one. RJ, give me the sound, courtesy of Keyshawn, please.
Ikem Ukunua.
Yep. Hawaii's finest.
Wow.
With the third overall pick.
The Samoan assassin, Ikem Ukunua.
That is what they call him.
Yeah.
So things are happening now. Now we're differentiating. Rick, we stick with you for your New York Jets, the first of two in the top ten.
I am going defense because I think it would be icky if anybody they went with the fourth pick. I am going to go with a Big Apple Sauce Gardner.
Sauce Gardner, fourth overall to the Jets, and they fix this cornerback issue. I'm not going to make the pick for the Jets at four overall. I'm going to leave that to Keyshawn Johnson. Keyshawn, who will the Jets take fourth overall tonight?
Ikem Ukunua.
Yes, the Jets take Ikem Ukunua, offensive lineman from Hawaii. That's where I'm going.
All right,
with the Jets. I think they move on. I think they're done with Mekhi Becton, and they take Ukunua.
2 years later. See, I almost called him that. So, Aquanu, both of you have him off the board. Dave, appropriate, we go to you. Pick five, the Giants.
It's two. It's between two. Do I go with the offensive lineman from Alabama? Do I go with the offensive lineman from Mississippi State? I'm going to go with the physical freak. From Alabama, the Giants select the man with two first names, Evan Neal.
Oh.
Why do you sound so disheartened?
All right. With the fifth overall selection, the New York Giants will take one Charles Cross.
You might be right. You really might be.
I like this. I like the way we're going. All right, Rick, we stick with you. The conundrum of the morning for you, the Panthers at six.
I'm going to go with the Carolina Panthers, selecting the physical freak, something that Dave would know about, because I can't understand he weighs what he weighs with a body like that. I'm going to go with one Evan Neal out of Alabama.
All right. Let's see what you've done. Nasty shot during a mock draft. Not nice.
Shut up! Shut up!
I will go for Carolina, which did not cause me the same conundrum it caused you. You thought about quarterback. They've been linked to Kenny Pickett. I can't go there. I will go with the surest offensive lineman on the board and the third one to go off the board from Mississippi State, one Charles Cross.
Dave goes three straight tackles.
Yeah,
Kwanu, Neal, and Cross.
You know what he wanted? He wanted to go to Malik Willis, but he didn't want to forfeit the
I would
basket.
Rather cut off a finger than take Malik Willis before I took Kenny Pickett. So that will not happen.
That's an interesting choice you'd make. All right. Dave, back to you. The second of two top seven picks for the Giants.
All right. Giants already have Evan Neal. But I have Ahmad Gardner on the board right now. I also have Jermaine Johnson on the board right now. What do the Giants go with? They love Gardner. I love Gardner. Plays perfectly into that Wink Martindale defensive scheme. Little applesauce Gardner for the New York Football Giants.
It's one of the best names in all of sports. Wink Martindale. Love it.
Yep.
Game show host, porn star. I'm going to go with one Jermaine Johnson here.
I like that.
Address
too.
Address the pass rush.
I think you've done well.
Well, we'll see here. The second biggest conundrum of the morning, the Atlanta Falcons at 8 over to Rick.
All right, so this is, you got to understand one thing. So my heart kind of played into this pick, but I have a hard time believing with the amount of needs this team has that they could pass this guy up because he's sliding a little bit. He's sliding. Talking about a guy who's at the top of a lot of people's drafts early on in the process, I'm going to go with one Kayvon Thibodeau to the Atlanta Falcons.
All right, you go with Tibbs to the Falcons at 8. Every receiver is on the board.
On the board.
But not after Atlanta finishes with their first-round selection.
No,
from
don't
the
do it.
Ohio State University, wide receiver Garrett Wilson.
I hate you.
Why? Because you want him to go to 10 in the Jets.
Yeah.
That's all right, maybe a sign of things to come. 9, Dave, we stick with you, the Seattle Seahawks.
The Seahawks. Now, I think we're going to have a trade here, but I'm not going to incorporate the trade into my mock. I'm just going to give you the guy that I think goes 9.
Okay.
That, to me, is the best wide receiver in this draft.
Jameson Williams. Look
and
at
if
you.
He's not hurt in the championship game, he probably goes higher than 9. You can mark it down. I think the Eagles move up and take him, but doesn't matter who, in fact, takes him. I think the 9th overall selection, Jameson Williams.
It's a nice little pick right there. I like what you did right there. All right. Let's see what you did. So for me, the Seattle Seahawks will be selecting the man that Dave had going 3rd, completely busting everyone's draft. I'm going to go with one, Derek Stingley Jr.
All right. And that leaves us with one left in the top 10, the 2nd of 2 top 10 picks for the Jets. Rick?
I will be selecting out of the Ohio State wide receiver Garrett Wilson.
You just want it so badly that's where you're going to go.
So bad.
So badly. My question is, do I go London or do I go Jermaine Johnson? I think Robert Saleh wins the battle in the draft war room. You can still get a receiver in the 2nd round. I think the Jets go out of the Florida State, Jermaine Johnson.
Well done. To recap, we'll just do the notables. Number 1, you both have Trayvon Walker going. 2, Hutchinson. The Jets at 4. I almost say his name wrong every time now. Ikem Ekwonua. Yep.
Ukunua.
Kwanu at 4. Rick has Sauce Gardner. Evan Neal for Dave to the Giants at 5. Charles Cross for Rick to the Giants at 5. And at 7, Dave, Sauce Gardner. Rick, Jermaine Johnson the 2nd. That same Jermaine Johnson the 2nd going to the Jets at 10 for Dave. And Rick has Garrett Wilson.
Imagine if the Giants wound up with Neal and Gardner. Oh, would I be a happy guy in the morning? My goodness, would I be.
How about if the Jets end up with Kwanu and Jermaine Johnson? It's nice, too.
It would be, yeah, you, there's a lot of different combinations you can go with either of these local teams that I think you'd be pleased with. All right, Santi. I mean, to say you have a lot to choose from would be a tremendous understatement. It is now time for 3 stars.
Today's 3 stars. Number 3.
Oh, the Mets have finally had enough. After being the most plunk team in baseball, they finally gave a little chin music to the Cardinals. Nolan Arenado didn't like it. We had the benches clear. Pete Alonso got body slammed by a man named Richard Stubby Clapp. Here's Pete Alonso.
They don't know, like, my temper. They don't know what I could do. I mean, if I wanted to put someone in the hospital, I easily could, but I was just out there trying to protect my guys.
Am I right? The Cardinals come to Citi Field next month?
Oh, yeah, May, I think, 16th.
May
group outing.
16th through 19th. Sounds like fun.
We'll number 2.
Today is the day. The NFL is king. It will show it again with the NFL draft today. You guys just did a fabulous mock. We'll see how right you are when it's all said and done.
I have a beautiful mock.
Beautiful.
Number 1.
You really are.
Number 1. You've been promoting it all day. The ESPN, the new ESPN New York app is live. Go download it in the App Store or Google Play. Search ESPN New York. Open the app, and you'll hear beautiful, dulcet tones of this very show and all the others that you can find.
This thing is gorgeous, and it's a good 3 stars from you. And this is the 5-star of apps. This is you know it's like what's the kid named Lively that's going to Duke that's the 5-star prospect, can't miss, 5-star absolute, the Paolo Banchero of apps. Go to the App Store, type in ESPN New York, spell out New York, get the app, and instantly it's simple, it's easy, everything at your fingertips. Rick, I love the fact that we launched the app on draft day. It's gorgeous. It is
no gorgeous. Better time. No better time.
No better time. And no better time than to talk to our next guest. And we bring him on and we love him. And today's the day. He's Max Kellerman from KJM. They come your way in just moments here on 98.7 ESPN. Max, happy draft day.
Yeah, indeed. Especially it'll be happy if the Giants trade up back up into the first round if Linderbaum falls. I want your guy.
You and this Linderbaum. There's an obsession with you and Linderbaum.
Well, you know why, guys? There are 11 positions on offense. If you have a chance to nail down one at all-pro level for 10 years, and it's right there, like, it boggles, well, that's not a premium position and this and that. But when there's a special talent, when there's a guy that everyone's like, oh, my God, he's going to be great for a long time, do it, especially in an area where you haven't been solid even in, what, a decade? Do it. So I love the fact they have two picks in the top 10. Go get an edge rusher. Go get an offensive tackle. Or if there's a special kind of corner available, it's Stingley or Sauce or someone, okay, you can tell me. But then go really get ridiculous on the line and grab a special player.
So, Max, let me ask you this. Draft goes well, right? Like, mm-hmm. you're happy with what mm-hmm. they did. Maybe they even trade back up and get your guy Linderbaum.
Yeah.
What are your honest expectations for this Giants team, though?
Just to build, man. I want to see them start heading in the right direction. You know, like, usually a transformational kind of season in the NFL, and that happens sometimes. You know, you go worst to first in the NFL. That's not, like, unprecedented. It happens frequently. But usually that has to do with a special quarterback developing. Daniel Jones been in the league for a while under less than ideal circumstances. He's probably better than what he's shown so far. But I think it's safe to say he ain't Justin Herbert, right? Like that. Yeah. So I don't expect the Giants to suddenly take some quantum leap. I do feel, though, guys, you know what it is? This is how I feel about it. You know when you think you know better than your team's front office and you're like, this is what they should do. He's in it, right? It's been a while since I felt like my team's front office knows more than me. I feel like I'm in good hands now, at least, with the Giants, and it's been a while.
I couldn't agree with you more. And I have zero doubt in my mind that you absolutely could have drafted better than the previous general manager. No, not one doubt in my mind.
I don't know how you do worse. How do you do worse?
Yeah, I don't think you could. All right, so now we have time. Time to really kind of roam free. What, I know it's a big day on the show. What do you have coming up on the show starting in just moments here?
Okay, let me ask you guys, because we're asking Jets and Giants fans the following, right? What is your best case scenario? What is your worst? Like, what's, oh my God, this draft went so great. What is, oh my God, this is a nightmare of a draft. As a Jets fan, right? What is that for you?
Best case scenario is I get Sauce Gardner at 4.
Mm-hmm.
And then I get either an edge rusher or a Garrett Wilson, a wide receiver at 10. I don't know if there's a – I honestly – I'm not even joking, Max. I don't know if there's a worse – like with 4 and 10, if I'm sitting here tomorrow talking about this is the worst case scenario, like something has gone really wrong.
If this – worst case scenario for the Jets, if the Jets wind up taking Kyle Hamilton at 4. Not that they will. I don't think anybody has that expectation. That would be a disaster.
Why do you think – I mean, I don't know. Like, I think – why do you think Kyle Hamilton's a disaster?
Well, no, I don't think he's going to be a bad player. I think he's going to be a good player. But to take another, I mean, you've already done it with Marcus May. You've done it with Jamal Adams. Are you going to take another safety with a top 4 pick? I think that would be a mistake.
Yeah, yeah. It's the only thing. Well, listen, there's a lot to get into. A lot to get into, and we're about to get into it. You know.
All right, Max, enjoy the night. It's draft night. We'll talk to you soon, pal.
Likewise, guys.
All right, I can't wait. All right, Rick, enjoy it. I hope you do really well in the mock draft, but not as well as me. It's Rule 76.
Here we go, my big time to shine. No excuses, play like a champion. It's DPHO Rothenberg and
Kid Frost
on 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the DPHO and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.